Blog Talk Radio.
I believe all power is ordained by God.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is a good morning. Hallelujah. It is a good morning. Hallelujah. How many agree with me that this is a good morning? Praise the Lord. We bless his name. We worship him. We bless the name of our Lord Jesus. We bless the Holy Spirit. We bless the presence of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. Huh? Yes, Lord. Huh? Yes, Lord. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning on this broadcast, hallelujah, to bring glory, yes, Lord, glory to your name, hallelujah. Bless the listeners on today, Father. Bless their ears. Bless their heart, hallelujah. Bless their spirit, hallelujah. Those who are coming brokenhearted, those who are coming, yes, Lord, crushed in their spirit, bless them, Father. Lift them up, Father. Yes, Lord. Put your hand upon them, Father. Hallelujah. May their hearts turn to you, Lord, completely. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. May they know there is hope, hallelujah, in you, Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Let the power of the Holy Spirit, yes, Lord, manifest in their lives. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let a renewal in their mind. A renewal in their minds, a renewal in their minds, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, let it take place on today, hallelujah. Yes, yes, Father, release the blood of Jesus Christ upon their heads, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, and let the blood of Jesus cover their heads, Father, from all the way from their heads down to their feet, Father. Let the blood cover their hands, Father. Let the blood of Jesus cover their mouths, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, that they shall feel the comfort. Yes, Lord, feel the comfort from being covered by the blood of Jesus. Yes, just let your heart be in agreement right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, just be on accord right now with me. I don't care where you are in the world. Hallelujah. Just be on one accord in your heart. Yes, to agree. Hallelujah. Yes, I don't care whether you're a pastor, a prophet, yes, a brother or a sister, as a lay person in the church. It doesn't matter. We all face challenges. Amen. We all face challenges. Amen. Every one of the Bible characters face the challenge. And not a character, I didn't mean to say it in that way, but the men and women of God, we all face challenges. They face challenges too. And they were challenged in their own faith at times by situations that were unusual in their life, the most difficult things that came up. Amen. So on today, we're just going to agree in accord. On one accord, yes, on one accord with Jesus and the presence of the Holy Spirit, who has the power to change anyone's heart, amen, who has the power, yes, the power, hallelujah, to heal and to set free, yes, and to deliver us, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, on today, we're going to be talking about seeking God. If we keep seeking Jesus, that there shall be not one good thing that we shall lack. Amen? Not one good thing shall we lack. It is the word of the Lord that those who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Amen. That's a powerful word, that you shall not lack or be in want of any good thing. Amen. It starts with fear of the Lord. Yes. And any man, any woman who desires life. Yes, through Christ. Yes. That we should keep our tongue, that we should stay away from evil, evil thoughts. Amen. That we should keep our mouths from speaking any deceit upon anyone. It is not the righteous way, amen, not as a man or a woman of God. If there's a thought that you've been harboring inside of your heart for someone who's done something against you, amen, and it could have been the smallest thing or the largest thing, it doesn't matter. You know if you have truly let it go and if you have truly forgiven them for what they have done to you. Do not let unforgiveness block your blessing. Do not let unforgiveness block your blessing. The enemy can use it against you because he knows what God is planning for your life. He knows that there's a blessing waiting on you. Do not let that unforgiveness block your blessing. Stay away from evil thoughts for others who harm you. Now, you might classify evil as something being very malicious. Evil is evil. Anything that you wish that is not good, or that you think that is not good towards another, is evil. Amen. Good is good, bad is bad. Righteous is righteous. Evil is evil. So the Lord tells us to depart from that. Amen. Depart from that so that you will not be in want of any good thing. Amen. And do good. Love your enemies. Show love towards the person that hurt you. Amen. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue it with all your heart, all your strength, and all your might. For God, who loves you, who loves me, amen, because the eyes of God, hallelujah, the eyes, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Father. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears, the word of the Lord says, are open to our cry. So a king. If there's something that you know in your heart you've been dealing with, but you've not been able to overcome it or to let it go, be honest. That's a challenge that the enemy will use against you to block your blessing. Come on now. Face the Lord. Cry out to God because his face is against evil and those who do evil. Amen. Cry out to the Lord because God will hear your prayer. God will hear your cry. Amen. Because he is our God and he loves us. And the righteous who cry out to him, he will deliver them out of their trouble. Amen. God will deliver you out of those troubles that you're facing right now. The ones that you might not even want to talk about that you're holding and harboring inside of your heart, but yet going to church and saying, hallelujah. But you know you got something inside of your heart that you've not released. Amen. Maybe it stemmed back from your childhood. Maybe it was something in your adulthood that someone did, said, that hurt you. Let it all go. Cast it to God. That battle is not yours. It is His. Amen. Your part is to forgive. 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 Because God is near you. He is near you, and He will save you. You may not be crushed in spirit, or you may, but God will save you, because that's what He does for those that He loves. Amen. Many, many, many are the afflictions of those who seek God. Many are the afflictions. That's one of them. Amen. Unforgiveness. Because you were afflicted in some way by something that someone did or said to you. Do not let unforgiveness block your blessing. The enemy can use it against you. Cry out to God, because He will deliver you and He will set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God redeems the souls of His servants. Amen. Amen. And none of those, the word of the Lord says, who take refuge in Him will be condemned. Unforgiveness can block your blessing. The enemy can use it against you. Be blessed. Forgive, that you shall not lack one good thing from the Lord, and serve Him in righteousness and holiness, that you may be used for His glory. Amen. In noble use. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Join me again here on Blog Talk Radio Thursday at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time.
To sow a seed into this ministry, visit redroseministry.com.